So we're going to begin this session lying on our back in semi-supine, with our head in alignment with the spine. Knees are on top of the ankles. And we're going to start to work into the three-part breath. We'll begin with the abdomen breath. So we'll turn down the palms, and with your next inhale, you'll send a straight arm all the way vertical towards the ceiling. As you exhale, the arms will float back down by the side. As you inhale, the arms will go vertical. And as you exhale, the arms will float back down by the side. Just observing the abdomen expanding here with the inhale, arms float up, belly fills. Exhale, arms float down, breath leaves. Just see that rise and fall of the abdomen. As you inhale, the arms float all the way vertical and then they come halfway between the vertical and the floor behind, and exhale all the way back down to the floor. As you inhale, they go past the vertical line and continue expanding the rib cage. As you exhale, they dissolve the ribs and the abdomen. Inhale, arms go vertical, expanding the belly, moving into the rib cage. As you exhale, release the breath from the ribs and then the abdomen. Inhale into the belly, into the ribs. If you go too far, you'll move into your chest. So just observing that you are within the ribs. Inhale, arms vertical, past that line and all the way to the floor behind the head. As you exhale, float the arms all the way back down, moving into your full yogic breath. As you inhale, arms flow all the way up and over by the side of the ears to the floor behind. And as you exhale, arms flow all the way back down by the side of the body. As you inhale, you come vertical, you fill the belly, we continue filling the ribs, and then we expand the chest and the shoulders, the neck. As you exhale, it leaves the base of the neck, the shoulders, the chest, the ribs, the belly. We inhale the belly, the ribs, the chest. We exhale, the breath leaves the body. Full yogic breath. We'll now bring the right knee in towards the chest, taking a clasp, extending your left leg if that feels comfortable in your back. Flex both feet. With your next inhale, expand through the belly. And with your exhale, we're just going to bring the head towards the knee, getting rid of all the breath, compress it out. As you inhale, bring the shoulders and the head back down. As you exhale, head back to the knee, squeeze and compress, inhale down. Exhale, head to knee, inhale down. Exhale, head back to the knee. This time we'll hold here for a few breaths, so just holding and breathing, feeling the front body, the sides and the back body expand with that breath, keeping the feet flexed and active, soft shoulders. With your next inhale, bring the head and the shoulders back down. We'll switch the legs, extending the right, bring the left knee in, take that clasp around the shin, flex both feet. With your next exhale, bring the head towards the knee, get rid of all your breath, feeling the navel gently move down to the floor. As you inhale, expand the abdomen. As you exhale, we squeeze the breath out. As you inhale, head releases. As you exhale, head comes up. Inhale down. Exhale, back on up, and this time we'll just hold for a few breaths. So just allowing your shoulders to soften, your jaw, breathe the breath in and breathe it out. Then with your next inhale, bring in the head and the shoulders back down. And just allow both knees to come in now, knees touching, taking that clasp around the shins, flex both feet, exhale, bringing the head towards the knees. Just holding there and breathing. Again, observing the breath moving into the body and leaving the body. With your next inhale, bringing the head and the shoulders back down. And then we'll just take in the feet back to the floor. We'll take the mat width. We'll turn the palms up and send the arms away from the body. So we're just going to move into a gentle twist here. So as you exhale, just releasing the knees over to the right as the gaze releases to the left. Keeping the feet mat width, as you inhale, bring the knees up and the head. As you exhale, knees to the left, gaze to the right. As you inhale, back up. As you exhale, knees to the right, gaze to the left. as you inhale back on up. As you exhale, knees to the left, gaze to the right. Inhale back up. Exhale, knees to the right, gaze to the left, and just hold here and just breathe. So just breathing into the body as you inhale and as you exhale. Just allowing everything to soften, the jaw, the legs, the belly, the arms. The next inhale, bring everything back up. And as you exhale, knees to the left, gaze to the right. Again, as you're here, just allowing yourself just to soften in, just releasing the body. And inhale back on up. And then we're just going to take the hands underneath the buttocks and bring the knees in and exhale. The legs will go vertical, keeping the knees on top of the hips if possible. Inhale, bend at the knees. Exhale, legs vertical. Inhale, bend at the knees. Exhale, legs vertical. Inhale, bend. Exhale, vertical. Inhale, bend. Exhale, vertical. Inhale, bend. Exhale, vertical. Inhale. Exhale. Just keep moving with the breath here, with the legs, activating your lower core. So then just allowing the feet to release. As you inhale, float your arms all the way over the head by the side of the ears. And then as you exhale, the legs will go vertical and the arms will float down by the side of the body. As you inhale, bend the knees, float the arms back over the head. Exhale, legs up, arms down. Inhale, bend the knees, arms over. Exhale, legs up, arms down. Inhale, bend the knees, arms over. Exhale, legs up, arms down. Inhale, bend the knees, arms over. Exhale, legs up, arms down. Inhale, bend the knees, arms over. Exhale. Really drawing the abdomen down with every exhale as you squeeze, compress, activate the core. Squeeze everything out with that exhale, and with that inhale you can fill up the abdomen. Exhale. Then the hands will stay there. We'll take the feet to the floor. Just see that you've got the knee coming towards the chest, float the leg up and hover it down. Knee towards chest, float the leg up, hover it down. Knee towards the chest, float the leg up, hover it down. Knee towards the chest, float the leg up, hover it down. Again, we're just allowing the movement now on the next one to circle the other way. So you'll extend the leg towards the floor, then float it up, knee to chest. Push the heel along the floor, float the leg up, knee to chest. Keep moving with this. Again, we're just activating into the core, working into the muscles within the abdomen. So then that right foot will release, will bring the left knee into the chest, float the leg up, hover it down, knee to chest, float the leg up, hover it down, knee to chest, float the leg up, hover it down, knee to chest. Float the leg up, hover it down, and reversing on the next one, just allowing the cycle to move the other way. So pushing the leg towards the floor, up, knee to chest, and just cycling through, just being observant of your hips here and how it's being received. Leg up, knee chest, push the leg against the floor, all the way back, knee chest. Then releasing that foot down. See that the knees are on top of the ankles, feet are hip width and distance, palms down. With your next inhale, roll the spine gently on up for your first bridge. As you exhale, slowly curl the spine back down, seeing that the head stays in alignment. As you inhale, slowly rolling the spine back on up. As you exhale, slowly roll it back down. As you inhale, pushing through the feet, rolling the spine gently on up. Exhale slowly and gently down. Inhale now, we'll bring the arms into this. So as you inhale the hips up, let the arms float all the way up and over as well. As you exhale, roll the spine down and the arms come down by the side of the body. As you inhale, hips lift, arms lift. See if they can maybe stop at the same time. And then exhale, arms down, hips down, slowly. Inhaling, sending the hips up and the arms. Then allowing yourself just to keep the hips up as you exhale, the arms down only. In your full bridge, just pushing through the feet. Use the hands and the arms, just see if there's any more opening in the chest as it moves towards the chin and breathe. Nice full inhale, exhale. And then roll back down with your next exhalation. Bring the knees in and just give yourself a little rock and roll from side to side, massaging out the back. We'll take ourselves onto our side now. As you come onto your side, just allowing yourself in your own time to come all the way up to all fours. We're going to find the wrists underneath the shoulders, the knees underneath the hips. And we'll tuck the toes. And then we're going to send that right leg back behind. So a lovely long straight right leg. The knee aims down, the toes aim down. We're pushing through the heel. And then we're going to, if comfortable, we'll take the left arm to stretch out as well. So we're finding a length through the heel towards the fingertips. And again, we're drawing the core up so it's active and allowing us to breathe. Release them both back down. We'll go with the other side. Left leg extends out. Again, you can just stay with the leg if it's too much to bring the arms into this. Extend the opposite arm to the leg. And again, core up, breathe. Finding activation through the heel to the fingers. And then when you're ready again, just slowly releasing gently back down. So we're just going to allow ourselves to move through cat-cow. So dropping the navel and opening the chest with the inhale, throat opens. With the exhale, send the navel to the sky, push through the hands, release the head. As you inhale, drop the navel down, lengthening through, find the chest. As you exhale, push through the hands, release the head, find the back body. As you inhale, gently drop the navel down, open the chest, the throat, gaze forward. As you exhale, send in the navel to the sky as you release the head. As you inhale, dropping the navel down, opening the throat, the chest. As you exhale, send in the navel to the sky, releasing the head. Inhale back to a neutral spine now. Take your knees really wide and just drop the bum towards the heels, release the forehead, and just sway out the wrists, just releasing after being on all fours for some time. Then let the hands release and just take a few breaths. So coming back to all fours, we'll tuck the toes, and we're just going to slowly and gently activate the core. And with your next exhale, lift your knees and send the heart through towards the thighs, keeping the knees bent. We're finding long line from the wrists to the sit bones. Inhale back to the knees. Exhale, lift the knees. Once again, find that long line from your wrists to your sit bones. Keep the knees in the direction of your second toes. Inhale back down to the knees. Exhale, we'll come back up. This time we'll hold for a little moment. So again, finding the long line through the spine, then bend one knee up really deep while the other leg is straightening. And then just cycle through that, doing it with the other side. Just feeling that stretch coming down into the thigh, into the hamstring, as you find and wake up the legs. And then slowly again, when you're ready, drop onto the knees, release your toes and sink back to a child, releasing the bum to the heels, releasing the arms. Just taking a moment again, just to observe how your body feels. And slowly now we're going to make our way up. So tuck your toes, bring the hands to the knees, and then just lift the knees gently up, bringing the ribs to the thighs, release your head, and then just really slowly and gently curl up the body. So being aware here as you come into your forward fold, how the balance is on the feet, and just see if you can allow yourself just to see that you're fully balanced on the feet before rolling up your spine. Soft knees, then coming all the way up to a standing position, feet are hip width in distance, You're activating through the feet and you're lengthening all the way through the crown. The palms are at the side of the body. The chest is open, the gaze is on one point in front, and your breath is moving in and moving out of the body. So now we're just going to allow ourselves, with our feet hip width in distance and nice and parallel, we're just going to interlock the fingers underneath the navel, and then with an inhale, just turn the palms away, stretching the arms all the way up and over the crown. As you exhale, releasing the elbows, letting the link move the opposite way. As you inhale, send the palms forward and up. And as you exhale, we're releasing the palms back under the navel. Again, inhale all the way up. This time with your next exhale, melt into that left side. As you inhale, come on up. And as you exhale, melt into the other side. As you inhale, gently back on up. As you exhale, release the hands back down the front of the body. With your next inhale, send the arms all the way back up. With your exhale, again, coming into that side. As you inhale, come back up. As you exhale, coming into the side. Inhale, back on up. Exhale, release the hands down the center line. Inhale all the way back up, push through the feet, really be aware of you're coming from one side to the other. There's no kind of slipping out of the shoulders here. It's like you've got a panel of glass at the front and the back and you're just sliding between the glass. So you're really coming through the waist. As you exhale, hands release all the way back down by the front. We're going to take the feet now, at least a leg length, and send the right toes towards the short edge of the mat. We'll bring the left hand onto the left hip and we'll bring the right arm parallel. Then with the exhale, we're extending the arm forward and floating the hand down by the straight leg. Inhale back up. Exhale, extend as if you're leaning and stretching for something, then float the hand down by the side of the leg. As you inhale, arm comes up spine vertical. As you exhale, again, gently leaning for something and then releasing the hand down. We're wanting the shoulders to stack here, so that left shoulder is stacked on top of the right if the gaze is good and the neck gaze up towards the sky. And breathe. Pushing through feet with the next inhale, you're going to allow your body to come straight back up. Release the hand to the hip, and just switch your feet so that the left toes are towards short edge, right toes are tucked in. Left arm floats up. We're reaching for something. And then we're releasing the hand down by the side of the leg. As you inhale, we come back vertical through the spine. As you exhale, lean and then float the hand down. As you inhale, come back on up. As you exhale, come back down, making sure that right shoulder is stacked on top of the left and you're not collapsing through the right side. Here, just hold and breathe, activating through the feet, the legs, gazing up if comfortable. Keeping all of that side waist open as you breathe. Then slowly come back up. Release the hand. Bring it back to the hip for a moment. Step the feet in towards hip width and distance. Melt the hands to the side. With your inhale, float the arms all the way up over the crown. With the exhale, bend the knees. And see if you can allow them knees to be really bent so that your ribs can touch the thighs. Release the head, release the arms. Flat back as you come back up, inhaling. As you exhale, flow all the way back over, bending the knees, bringing the ribs towards the thighs. As you inhale, again, keep the knees bent as you bring in the heart up, expanding through the spine. Exhale, back on over. Really being aware here of what is taking place within your spine. A bent knee will encourage more length and growth of the spine. So just be aware that you've not locked out your knees. As you exhale, bend the knees, let the spine float over the thighs, release the head and the shoulders, release the arms. As you inhale, see if you can come up through the upper body and then bring the rest of the spine up. As you exhale, down. As you inhale slowly on up, arms float. Exhale, float down, soft knees. Inhale, float all the way back up, arms seal. And exhale, hands down by the side of the body. And once again from here, step your feet back so that they are leg length, the right toes towards the short edge. Inhale, float the arms parallel. Exhale, bend that right knee on top of the ankle. See, it's not going over the ankle, it goes on top of it. You can see your big toe. Inhale, straighten the leg up. Exhale, bend the knee back on top of the ankle. See that the knee's going to the little toe side. Inhale, straighten back up. Exhale, bend the knee. Now just glance down, see that you can see your big toe, and just stay here for a few breaths. The shoulders release even though the arms are floating. The spine is vertical. Inhaling, exhaling. And then with your next inhale, slowly straightening up that right leg. Release the arms, exhale, switch your feet to the other side. Inhale, arms back up. Exhale, bend that left knee on top of the ankle. Check down, see everything's good. Inhale, straightening the leg back up. Exhale, bend the knee. Inhale, straighten it back up. Exhale, bend the knee. Again, just glancing down so you can see your big toe. Open the knee to the little toe side. Really root down the back straight leg, the foot. Gaze towards the fingertips and breathe. Inhaling. Exhaling. Inhaling. Exhaling. So on your next inhale, just bringing the legs straight, float the arms down, and we're just going to step the feet so that they are hip width. So we're just going to bring the hands behind the back here. There's a few different options. We can use a fist and just take the fists together. We can take a hold of your elbows if that feels best, or we can take a full prayer twist if you can adjust to that. So from here, we're just going to inhale, open the chest. And with the exhale, bend the knees and melt the body all the way over the legs, observing the balance on the feet as you get into this. Seeing that the head is really released, and just see where the elbows will go as you breathe. Observe the breath coming and going as you hold this pose. Nice deep inhales, full exhales. Inhales. Exhale. Then bend the knees and inhale all the way back up. Lovely long spine. Release the arms off just for a moment, and we're going to do this one last time. So again, adjusting the arms however feels comfortable for you. Take the inhale, we're going to open the chest back up. And then with the exhale, bend the knees and let the ribs float towards the thighs as you melt the body over. Head releases completely. At this point, you can just gaze at the tip of the nose if that feels comfortable. But as you get steady on your feet, just see where the elbows can go, if they can move back, and breathe once again. Nice deep inhales and complete exhales. Then bend them knees again and float all the way up with an inhalation. Release your arms off. And once again, we'll step the feet so that they are a leg length and send the right toes out towards the short edge. Exhale, back into your Virabhadrasana 2, right knee on top of the ankle. And then the right forearm is going to melt towards the right thigh. The left arm will go up towards the sky. Again, check that the knee is on top of the ankle and see that the knee is going to the little toe side, and breathe here, really extending down that straight leg. Shoulders away from the ears, the breath moving deep. Inhale back up, straightening the leg. And we'll just switch the feet, keeping the arms up. Left toes to the short edge, bend into your Virabhadrasana 2, bending the knee on top of the ankle. You can see the big toe melting the left arm towards the left thigh. Right arm up to the sky. And again, really activating down the edge of that right foot. Right leg is straight. left knee is bent, and breathe. Nice deep breaths. Inhale back on up. Again, sending the toes in, releasing the hands. We'll step back up to the front of the mat. And then from here, just rooting through your feet. Find your mountain pose once again. And then just dropping the chin down to the chest. Soften the knees and just roll down your spine. Really slowly, just roll on down, releasing the head, releasing the waist. And just maybe sway a little bit left to right. And then root through the hands and allow yourself to come to your knees. We're going to come to a seat. So the legs are going to go directly in front. So draw out any flesh so that you feel you're on your sit bones. Your spine is lovely and vertical. Toes are flexed. And then we're going to bend up that right knee, bring in the foot onto the floor, take the clasp around that right knee. If it feels comfortable, you can step the right foot across and over the left leg. The right arm floats in front and exhale it all the way behind the back. As you inhale, float the arm all the way back to the front. As you exhale, bring the hand all the way back behind the back, twisting. As you inhale, back to the front. As you exhale, all the way back round the back. Use that right hand now to lengthen your spine up vertically. The left hand is hugging on the knee. Encourage the left knee at the right knee up towards the sky. Soften your jaw, your shoulders, and breathe. As you inhale, feel the belly expand. As you exhale, feel it gently compress. Inhale the arm back to the front. And then release off that right foot, extending the right leg. Bring the left foot onto the floor. Cross the foot over the right leg if comfortable. Left arm floats in front. Inhale, exhale it round to the left, to the back. Inhale to the front. Exhale, float the hand to the lower back. Inhale to the front. Exhale, float it behind the back. And here, just holding. Again, hugging that left knee up towards the sky with the right hand and using that left arm behind the body to encourage length through your spine, the breath moving into the abdomen and out of the abdomen. With the inhale, float the arm back forward and just slowly and gently release off that left foot. So we're going to bend up both knees now. And we're going to allow ourselves just to melt over the left knee out to the side and just bring the foot closer towards the pubis. So the right knee is staying bent. You're drawing out any flesh. The right knee is vertical. And then just flex up that right foot. Just going to come into a modified forward fold. So as you exhale, just melt the waist over that right bent knee. Soften your left leg, take a hold of the foot if that feels comfortable, soften the jaw and breathe into the body here, just observing the leg, the spine and the breath. So with your next inhale, you're just going to slowly bring the spine back up. And then we're just going to switch them legs. So the left knee will come up. The right knee will melt out and the foot will move towards the pubis. Again, left foot is flexed. The sit bones are back. Take the inhale and exhale, melt over your left leg. And as you melt over, again, just observing sensation, anything that's coming up. Taking a hold of the foot if that feels comfortable. Release your jaw. Release your eyes. Again, breathe. And then with your next inhale, just bringing yourself all the way back up through the spine. And then gently again, release off the knees. We're going to bend up both knees as we draw the flesh back. Keep the knees vertical, feet are flexed. We're coming over both knees. As we exhale, let the front of your body dissolve over the front of your thighs. Again, you can take hold of the feet. The knees stay bent here. Just so that we've got more space in the lower back. And again, nice deep breaths. With every exhale, just see if you can find a bit more softness. A little bit more letting go. Inhale back on up. And then slowly and gently just make your way all the way down onto your back. Just melt your knees over to the right, bent knees. Inhale them back up. Exhale over to the left. Inhale back up. And then just extending your legs, ready for relaxation, your shavasana. So just finding your toes, they're falling out to the corners of the mat. Feet are at least hip width in distance. The palms are turned up and the hands are slightly away from the body. The head is in alignment with the spine and it's not going to fall left or right. It feels quite steady and secure there. You're one long line in the spine. And then just being aware of all points of contact with the floor. So just feeling every point of the body that is compressed onto the floor. Feel your heels, the back of the legs, the buttocks, all of the back. The shoulders, the arms and the back of the hands, the back of the head. Feel all of the body that is resting down onto the floor. And just know that no matter how much you let go of the body, you will still be held by the floor. So take a nice deep inhale into the body. And just sigh this breath out through the mouth. Let go. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Let go. One more inhale through the nose. And exhale through the mouth and completely surrender all of the body to gravity. Let your jaw relax. Let the tongue and the mouth relax. Let the cheeks relax. Let the eyeballs drop into the back of the head. Let the eyelids relax. Let the forehead relax. All facial expressions dissolving away from the face. Allowing all of the scalp to relax. Just completely letting go of the body, allowing it to relax. And then just settle all of your attention gently onto the breath. Just seeing the rise and the fall of the body with the breath. Without you doing anything, you're just observing the inhale and the exhale. The inhale and the exhale. Knowing just as you're supported by the floor and the body won't go anywhere, so too you're supported by the breath. Allowing the breath just to do its thing. Allowing nature to run its course as you just surrender to everything that is. Knowing that everything is the way it's meant to be. So letting movements come back into the body if you're ready to move, to wake back up. Bringing the knees in to your chest, rocking and rolling, melting onto one side. And when you feel ready, coming on up to a seat, the front of the mat, and just bringing the hands to your heart, bowing your head to your heart, to your body, to your breath. Namaste.